Okay, it's going.
Okay. All right. I'm going to re-say that for this. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about myself and why God gave me the title for my lesson. So at a very young age, I was always very, very fascinated with the idea of love, not only romantically, but, you know, you hear all the princess stories about the prince and the princess, and, you know, they fall in love, and it's like, oh, you know, I want that. But also, you hear it a lot biblically about how God talks about how he loves the church and he loves his people. And so to hear both sides of it, I was always fascinated with, you know, romance and also, like you know, like finding my husband. And also about, like, love from God, because I thought it was very, very interesting. Well, as many of you know, when I was younger, my dad left us at a very young age. And as you grow up in that kind of atmosphere, like, you know, when you're a kid, you think a lot of it is your fault, because some people will say that to you, you know, and it's like, well, you know, your dad left you, you know, like, why do you think he left? And it was very hurtful, and some people would do it jokingly because they thought that maybe it would comfort me, because, you know, you make jokes about stuff when you're hurt about it, because it's like, oh, I can make fun of myself before they make fun of me, so it's, you know, so it was a way of coping. But, you know, there's always, because that stuff happens, there's always this void. And, there's always this kind of, like, void. There was always this void of, like, okay, well, what could I have? Because I looked at all my friends around me, and a lot of them had really nice households. They grew up with, you know, a mom and a dad and siblings, and everything was grand. And, you know, and then, like, it was... We didn't grow up like that. So there was always this really big void. So what I did is, when I was younger, I really gravitated towards the church, and I gravitated towards people who I thought, like, had the, like, ideal lifestyle, like Melody and Amber, and, you know, and people like that. But I also gravitated towards people like Jill, who maybe didn't grow up in this and that kind of stuff, but there was just always something about them. And I always used to gravitate towards Brother Stephen and Dawson Sutton specifically, because I felt like, you know, you hear Brother Stephen preach and he gets very emotional when he's preaching, right? And you see grown men cry and you're like, oh my gosh, like, why is he crying? Like, you know, like, preachers don't cry, you know? And so I always gravitated towards them because they were very emotional and very passionate about what they spoke about. And so, and of course, since I had that lack of father figure in my life, I gravitated towards men mostly. I was like, I'm going to be like Stephen one day, yes. So that was, like, one thing that I always gravitated towards because of the situation that I grew up in. Well, when I took my first trip to Peak, I was pretty much, well, I was 13. So some of your guys' age, almost your, some of the rest of your age. So at 13, I used to pray about, like, God, like, give me what they have. I don't know what it is that they have, but give it to me. Like, I want to be like that, and I don't know what it is that they have that that I need. So I'd always pray about that. So my first trip to Peak, I was 13, and I went to Peak, and God spoke to me and told me that I was going to be a youth leader, or a youth leader.
Sorry.
Bless you. No, you're good. A youth leader / teacher. And I was like, oh, that's great. You know, like, that's great. Perfect. But also at the age of 13, God told me who I was going to marry. He specifically said that you are going to marry Micah Pierce at 13. He did not know that. Not at all. But it was like, because I was praying for, like, I was praying for love in my life and that kind of stuff. And, like, well, I was praying, like, I don't know what I need. And God said, well, you're going to be a youth leader, and you're going to be a youth teacher, and you're going to marry Micah. And I was like, okay, that has nothing to do with what I've been praying. Like, maybe that's the answer. I need to get married. I need to be a youth leader. But I didn't take it very seriously. And I was just like, you know, because I grew up on the church pew, and so I thought, since God spoke to me, that it was just going to be a free ride. Like, oh, okay, I'm going to be a youth leader. I don't have to do anything because I grew up on this pew. Like, I don't have to do anything. And it's going to be a free ride. And I'm just going to be a youth leader. Like, that's just it, you know? And so, well, at the age of 15, my mom moved us to Mississippi to marry my stepdad. And it was kind of like a little shock because, you know, you don't really think that that's going to happen to me because, like, I mean, as many of, I've babysat pretty much every single one of you, changed most of your diapers. And I was like, this is going to be the youth that I teach one day. And then it hit me like, oh, like we're moving to Mississippi, like in completely another state. And because that happened, because like this was my family, this was everything that I know, you know, this was the only place that I found that was very, you know, that had that lack of love that I found in my life. Well, when I moved to Mississippi, I got really depressed. I had a lot of anxiety, and because of everything that happened, and I had a lot of suicidal thoughts. And you don't really think that that's going to happen to you, because I grew up on the church pew. Like, that doesn't happen to church people. You're not depressed. You know, church people don't do that. You know, I've grown up in this. And so for me to have a depression like that and suicidal thoughts, like, it puts you in a very, very, like, I never backslid or anything like that. I was going to a church up there, but it puts you in a very desperate situation where it's like, well, I've been fine my whole life, and now, like, even through all of that that happened with my dad, and it's like something else, like, again, like, I have to go through this. And it put me in a very desperate situation of, like, I need something, because if I don't have something, I could likely, like, end it, you know, like, you know, because I was having suicidal thoughts. It's like, if I don't find something, like, this is it, like, I, you know. And so I went through that desperate time in my life, and that's really truly when I found my foundations of what it is, because my foundation before I moved to Mississippi was connected to the church building. It was connected to the church people. And that's why I came to church, was for the building and for the people. It wasn't my relationship with God. It was, oh, I come because I have friends, and I come because that's what I've always done. And when I found out that we moved church buildings, I was like, that is my church. How dare they move church buildings? Like, no. Like, that is the building. No. And, but I was, you know, and so that was where my foundations lie. And I truly and honestly believe, because I didn't take it seriously when I was 13, that God put me in a situation that I had to take it seriously. It was, if you don't take it seriously, then you're not in it. And so when I moved to Mississippi and I had all those things that were happening to me, and that, you know, and like those, all those thoughts that I was having, my foundations were not with this, were not with God. And so it really put me in a desperate situation where, like, I prayed. I was like, God, I know that you told me what to do. Like, how do I get to this point? And that, and you, and I truly, honestly fell in love with God. And I fell in love with being apostolic. And I fell in love with living this life. I wasn't just living it anymore to be able to say, like, oh yeah, I'm an apostolic because I go to church all the time. I'm an apostolic because I do this and I do that. But I literally fell in love. Like, I fell in love with dressing the way that I dress and being modest and not wearing skin-tight clothing that everybody can see every single piece of clothing that I'm wearing. And I take myself very seriously, and I take my modest very seriously, and I love the people, and I love teaching you guys. You know, my girls. But I love teaching y'all, and I love being there for y'all, and I love praying and, like, talking to God. And, like, I literally will walk through Walmart and be like, Lord, what's on the agenda today? Like, if you want somebody to come talk to me and ask me where the oatmeal is, I'll tell them. Like, just, you know, praying. And I love doing that. And I love coming to church, and I love coming in and seeing y'all pray up at the altar. And, like, God, it gets me emotional because I love it. Like, I just love it. And I feel like a lot of people go through a desperate part in their lives where they find that and they go through that. But it doesn't always have to be people going through desperate situations to find that, because a lot of y'all have grown up on the church pew. A lot of y'all have really great family situations. A lot of y'all, and that's a testimony that you've never had to go through any of that. And that is wonderful. And I'm so glad that that's a testimony for y'all, because I would hate for y'all to have to go through anything that I've ever been through. So I feel like, so you may be thinking, like, why, like, how does this apply to me? Because I've never had to go through anything like that. Well, you've heard people talk about body, soul, and spirit. We talk about it in class, right? You hear it over and over and over and over and over again. But the reason why we drill that so hard into you guys is because body, soul, and spirit, you have to love this. And you have to love not only physically dressing like this and physically acting like this, but you can't dress this way and have your soul and your spirit off in other worldly things and acting specific ways. Or you may be like, oh, I think godly and this and that, but you're over here dressing not how you should be dressing. And you know that you're not dressing that way. So you can't have a two pull this way and a single pull this way, or a two pull this way and a single pull this way on a negative end. It has to be all three, and it has to be wholeheartedly. And that's what I came to and realized how I felt in love was doing it wholeheartedly. So the way that I dress, the way that I act, the way that I think, and not saying that some things, you know, may come in, like, I may have a thought of, like, an old thought that may have come back to me from when I was, you know, depressed and suicidal and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, well, think about how easy it was to just go back to that. Like, think about how easy it was to be sorry for yourself and this and that. And, like, you know, when you weren't, because living for God's hard. It's really hard, you know, but it's rewarding. Yes. And so doing things that you know you're not supposed to be doing is easy. Oh, it's so easy. I could just say adios and it'd be so easy. But it's falling in love with it no matter what happens. And that's what I had to go through with a desperate situation of no matter what was happening to me, I am going to do this because I love everything about it. So that's why I felt like God gave me something to tell y'all, is like, we can live this and it's fine. You know, it's a good life to live like this in the church and with these people and with our friends. But for you to love it is so much better. It's so much, much fulfilling. And you don't have to go through desperate situations or be put in bad situations to have your faith tested. So if you figure that out and love wholeheartedly with body, soul, and spirit, and it takes practice. Not everybody gets it at 13, you know, or 14 or 15, you know. So, I mean, I didn't get it till I was almost 18, so. But if you start to really love it, and you see the reward from it. And so just living it is great, but when you fall in love, it is the most rewarding thing of your entire life. So that's just my story, and that's what I felt like to tell y'all. So that's awesome. It.